Once upon a time, a little mermaid named Ariel frolicked below the ocean, exploring the hosts of sunken ships. She beckoned to her playmate, a roly-poly fish. "Come, Flounder! I'm sure this old boat has lots of human treasure aboard."
"I'm not going in there. It's spooky."
"Don't be such a guppy. Follow me." Swimming inside the ship's cabin, Ariel discovers some rusted silverware.
"Oh my gosh! Have you ever seen anything so wonderful?"
Ariel swam to the water's surface and found her seagull friend.
"Scuttle, do you know what this is?"
She held up the fork.
"Judging from my expert knowledge of humans, it's obviously a dingle hopper. Humans use this to straighten their hair."
"Thanks, Scuttle. It's perfect for my collection."
Ariel dove to an undersea grotto where she kept her treasures from the human world. She hid her collection there because her father, the Sea King, forbade merpeople to have any contact with humans. That night, Ariel saw strange lights shimmering over the ocean and swam up to investigate. On the surface, she gaped at fireworks that flared above a large sailing ship. Scuttle soared down through the flickering colors.
"Some celebration, huh, sweetie? It's the birthday of the human they call Prince Eric."
Forgetting her father's decree, Ariel peered at the young man on deck.
"I've never seen a human this close. He's very handsome."
Aboard the ship, Eric's advisor, Sir Grimsby, motioned for the crew's attention.
"It is now my privilege to present our esteemed prince with a very expensive, very large birthday gift. A marble statue carved in his exact likeness. Of course, I had hoped it would be a wedding present."
The prince glanced away, gazing at the sea.
"Don't start, Graham. The right girl's out there, somewhere."